The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
We're back, everybody. Alan Ellis here, the Outdoors and Radio Show. I'm really looking forward to the next issue of Maryland Hunting Quarterly. We sent the cover to the covers, which includes the front cover, the inside front cover, the inside back cover, and the back cover, to our printer on Friday, yesterday. And the rest of it will be going up there this week, so hopefully by the end of the week. And we will be getting that printed and out on the street first week of August, back on track for the year. And I can't wait to put that magazine out. So it's going to be a good one, and we're happy for it. So that's nice. That's very nice. So we're still taking pictures. If you have any nice pictures of yourself or your kids or anything else, you know, we also get photos from bucks, bears, stags, which is our, you know, the official record book for Maryland. We have a team of guys that measure deer and seek a deer and black bears all across the state. Our next event will be coming up at Mead Natural Heritage Association, which is on the Patuxent Research Refuge, right there in Laurel. And that'll be August 10th. We'll have two of our fellows there. And you really ought to check that out, mnha.org, or net, I can't remember which, one of the two. But there's a nice profile of Mead Natural Heritage Association. 12,000 acres, you know, halfway, you know, right in the center between Annapolis, Baltimore, and Washington. It's a great place. You can sign up for the hunting program and check it out. So we may be talking to one of those fellows here before that event. And then on August 10th, we'll have the Natural Resources Police here talking about the Hunter Safety Education Program and what they do. And then August 17th, we'll be in Garrett County for the Mountain Maryland National Deer Association benefit banquet that we do every year. We've been doing this. Will be our fourth time up there, and those guys are great. You know, Garrett County is producing some terrific, terrific deer, mainly because of the efforts of the former QDMA and the National Deer Association up there. A.J. Fleming has done a fantastic job in the past, I guess, 20 years. They've got like 50-some landowners and 6,000 acres of land up there that's being managed for bigger and better white-tailed deer. And it has definitely improved the entire county, Garrett and Allegheny County. Really some great genetics up there. And no longer is the philosophy of a lot of the locals, if it's brown, it's down. It's a total change in the outlook of the hunters, and we have seen some fantastic whitetails from up that way. They've always had the good genetics; they just haven't always had the opportunity for those bucks to get bigger, you know. And now that they're managing those deer for 4.5, 5.5 year old whitetails, there's some pretty spectacular stuff up there, and the youth hunters as well. They're doing great. Doing great. So anyway, our number here is 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're giving away free fish and tackle last Saturday of the month. This month it's a snakehead package from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman. So let's see, I'm answering an email right now. There we go. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate that. Okay. What's our text here say? We have a caller. Good morning, Lee. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Alan.
What's going on, man?
I had a beautiful calendar picture morning. I came out of my basement, coming around the back of the house, and I had five bucks standing there to greet me.
And nice. Bachelor group of bucks, huh?
Is that early for this time of year to see the bucks in a little group? I mean, they were all obviously.
We've been seeing them for a couple weeks like that. I've been getting videos and pictures emailed to me. Did I text you that picture of the one in Baltimore County that a friend videoed?
I'll
text you that picture. Yeah. I'll text you that picture. Now this was in June already, end of June. So, yeah, I think it's early for the bachelors to get together. Personally, usually that's a late July, August thing, but everything seems to be accelerated this year for some reason. So you're gonna see some really nice bucks the first part of the season. I mean, there'll be plenty of velvet bucks out there, but you're gonna see some nice hard horned animals right at the beginning of the season, September 6th. So they are growing, and I don't know if it's weather, the wet spring, or whatever it is, but it looks to me like the antler growth is accelerated this year. Now, I could be proven wrong, of course, but I will tell you that is, you know, that's just anecdotal from me. How's that sound?
Hey, I'm learning all the time. Are they still? I would assume the antlers are still growing. They're probably halfway there.
Oh yeah. That's right. Okay. Yep. They'll start shedding. Some of them shed. It's usually the height of all the stripping of the velvet is that first week of September. You know, that you can kill a velvet buck up until about the middle of September, and then after that, it's not so much. But people don't know, but this is a very spongy, soft tissue in these antlers right now. Okay, it's almost like styrofoam. I mean, it's a crunchy styrofoam. The antlers are fed by three blood vessels that take the nutrients in there to cause that growth. Okay, fastest growing cell tissue on planet Earth is the growth of antlers. Okay, for something that turns into hard bone, it grows as fast as anything that you've ever seen. So, those three blood vessels feed blood into that tissue. The velvet protects it from insects and everything else. Sometimes, I mean, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen a buck with a wormhole in its horn. Have you ever seen that? Or, you know, where a fly gets in its... Yeah, where the fly gets in that soft tissue and lays its eggs, and the tissue's destroyed. But yeah, it's pretty interesting stuff. But you know, they shed their antlers every year. They grow them every year, and the more mature they are, usually the bigger the antlers. Not necessarily more points, but usually more mass, more spread, and that type, and more tine length. So you know,
yeah,
but.
Yeah. One of them in particular is pretty nice, and my daughter didn't have her brand, didn't put a brand or her mark on it yet, so maybe
she
had a shot at it. Yeah, she's always got a picture of one or something with always ends up on her plate.
Oh yeah, that's the way it goes, you know.
Yeah,
that's wicked.
Right before she sees a nice one, she goes quiet. You know, that, especially that early muzzleloader season. I ask her, you know, how you doing, Gail? Seeing anything? Or she doesn't talk a whole lot. She's real quiet.
Right. What? No, now you got her figured out.
And one other quick question. When the does are dropping their fawns,
right?
Are they looking for a transition in the new area because of the numbers? You know, they've been, say, in a certain area. I see a lot of them hit by cars, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, they get around a lot. They get hit by cars because they stash their fawns in two separate areas, maybe 200 yards apart. Sometimes it's across the road. Sometimes it's, and that's why they get hit with cars, because they're on their way from one to the other. You'll see a lot of does out feeding in the middle of the day, and they feed in the middle. Yeah. They feed in the middle of the day to avoid predators, encounters with predators. It's a it's a thing they do. So. But they'll feed one, with milk, then they'll go feed the other one. And it's a process back and forth, and they'll stash them, like I said, up to 200 yards away again for the propagation of the species. It's an incredible system. It really is the way God designed that. So
I had no idea. So they have a protective area where the fawns know to stay?
Well, when they drop a fawn, it's pretty much helpless, at that point.
Right.
And it's very vulnerable. But they deal with that because the fawns don't have any odor. Okay, and they stay very quiet. They stay very quiet and only stay put in one place to avoid moving around to draw the attention of something that can kill them.
Right.
So that's part of that deal. But yeah, I mean it. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I got off a clover leaf the other day at where I live. And in the clover leaf, there's two fawns bedded down in the grass.
Yep.
And mommy, she was standing behind them a little bit. And it's kind of disheartening when I see them inside of a clover leaf.
Oh yeah, no question.
$6.95 is like, okay, guys, make your move. Late at night or something.
Right.
A clover leaf is not a good place for a deer to be.
Yeah, no, it is not. Definitely not. Nope. So, but
hey, have you heard from Fran lately?
I have not. I have not heard from Fran. I don't know. We've tried contacting her a few different ways, and not able to do so. So
okay, yeah, she was.
I don't know. She's
that morning inspiration there.
Yeah, that she is. That she is, yeah. But she needs everyone. There's a lot of people out there that need prayer right now. I talked to two people yesterday that, one fellow broke his neck back in October. He's healing up. Another fellow has a recurrence of cancer. There's just a lot of folks out there that need the prayers from this listening audience, and lift, even if you don't know them, never heard their name, just say, God, you know who they are, So that's how that works. So,
we know it works. We know it works.
No question.
After the little incident with Trump, we know God is looking out for us.
Well, that's probably the miracle of the week right there. No question.
Absolutely. So. All right, I just wanted to call. I was curious. I'm still always fascinated about the deer movement, I did not know the antler growth. They're actually, it's not hard horned on the inside right now. It's a softer.
It's mushy. It's mushy.
Mushy. Okay.
It's mushy, and here a taxidermist told me one time. He said, I can always tell an August buck that somebody's poached. They want to shoot a velvet buck, and they cheat. And he said, they bring him in here frozen, okay, after the season opens. When I thaw him out, I can always tell because the antlers are still soft.
I would imagine that would have an odor, or would it be?
Oh yeah. Well, but you know, the taxidermist knows how to preserve them. You know, he's not the police. Somebody brings a deer in with a tag on it. You know, his job is to mount them. All these guys have their suspicions. They all know their clientele. They all know, you know, that they know things about deer that, you know.
So it was very
interesting.
So, all right, well, thanks for the input.
Fascinating, fascinating process to me, my man. Fascinating.
It was just a thrill to go out of the house and see a couple nice deer in the morning this morning. So, on to the way to the fishing spot. So,
well, enjoy. Yeah. Enjoy.
Take care.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
See you. Good luck today. See ya. Bye bye. Bye bye. Eileen, you gave me a laugh this morning. We'll keep that between us. That's pretty funny. Actually, I'm going to forward that to a friend of mine. He cracked me up. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Anne Arundel County, all three bucks in the yard have horns outside their ears already. Well, I know you got a couple good ones over there, Joe. No question. Yep. All right, I'm going to forward this to you. I think you'll get a kick out of it. So, all right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Oh my gosh, that's funny. Anything you want to talk about, we'll talk about, and we hope that you're able to call and leave your name and number with Aaron and your phone number. Yep, and we'll be glad to call you when you win your tackle. So you got to get in on that. It's a nice snakehead package. I think there's six or eight lures in there. You know, they can also be used for bass as well. So why not? 410-922-6680. Let me tell you, though, about our friends at Backyard Billy's. My goodness, I talk about them all the time. You know why? I could talk about them for an hour. I should do a live show from there and walk through Backyard Billy's backyard and say, here's a beautiful 10x12 shed. Here's a nice greenhouse. Here's a dog kennel. Here's a chicken coop. Here's a chicken sedan. Here's a gazebo. Here's a pergola. Over here is a gym set for the kids. Over here's a swing set for the kids. You know, over here's a tiki bar that they can set up for you. Free delivery within 60 miles and free delivery and set up within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches on the big stuff. You walk inside. Well, you walk around the building, I don't know if it's a back or front. I can never tell which. There's a giant selection. I mean, just every space you can fit tables and chairs on their lot, there's tables and chairs. It's that beautiful poly furniture in every color imaginable, every configuration. There's square, there's circle, there's octagon, there's hexagon, there's high tops, there's low tops, there's surfboards that are a high top bar with great looking seats. There's a crab decor stuff. There's great blue herons. There's all that kind of stuff. That's all outside. And the Adirondack chairs, the number of Adirondack chairs stacked everywhere when you go through there is unbelievable. 1,000 of them in stock. You walk inside, there's the barbecue grills, by the stainless steel Memphis pellet grills with the cabinets and stainless steel. If you want to build a stainless steel island to sit outside on your deck with a grill, Memphis has everything covered for you in their pellet grills. There's the Traeger pellet grills. There's the Kamado Joe, which are ceramic grill smokers. There's the Big Green Egg. You know what that is, a big old green egg that looks, it's a ceramic smoker grill. There's behind the grills is the heat center with the fireplace inserts, the gas, the electric, the pellet, the wood, freestanding wood and pellet stoves by Regency and others. Wonderful stuff. Why not stop by? Right off, you know, they're right there off the end of Kent Island. They're at the Graysonville exit, Route 50, exit 44B, coming from the bridge. That's Evans Avenue. If you're going from this side of the of the bridge, or if you're going from, you know, east of there, just get off on Route 18, Graysonville, go up till you get to Evans Avenue, make a right, make a left on Drummer, and you're there. Hearth America Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBilly's.com. That phone number, 410-827-4500. 827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Today, tomorrow, why not stop by Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
There goes one.
It's the second week of deer camp. I got a swollen head. I'm lying with the dust balls underneath my bed. An icy breeze is blowing in through the tongue and groove. My pants are frozen to the floor and I'm too sick to move. I didn't drink too many, only 30 cans of beer. It must have been that last shot that put me under here. It's the second week of deer camp when all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year. I remember playing poker, that weasel must have won. He's wearing mine with swampers and sleeping with my gun. He's snoring like a chainsaw. The camp smells like a dump. Someone's dirty underwear is hanging on the pump. Muck goes in the wood box. Wiener's passed out on the stove. His flannel shirt is smoking. I wonder if he knows. It's the second week of deer camp, and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year.
All right, that's enough of that. That's Diupers from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Sent that out to our friend from Michigan who called, Wally. So how about that? 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And, well, we'll do that in about 10 minutes, that's for sure. All right. I love it. 410-922-6680 if you'd like to get on the list to win some fish and tackle. It's a great snakehead package from Tackle Box Tim Sherman. We'd be glad to take your call. All you got to do is call in, leave your name and number with Aaron, and at the end of the month, we will draw somebody's name to win that package. So we will. I gave a call out to CVA the other day, did not get a return call, but I will reach out by email. That usually works better, and we'll see if we've got three muzzleloaders coming for the muzzleloader giveaway this year. I don't foresee any problem with that, but we'll have to wait to see what their decision is. At the fine company CVA, I'll still promote them. They're a great muzzleloader. And which reminds me, Clyde Sport Shop does carry CVA. I saw with the Acura MRX the other day in Alpine camo. It's a really nice firearm, the Acura. I have a couple Acuras. The MR means mountain rifle. MR, and the X has the adjustable stock on the back, the rear stock. Fine muzzleloader, fine muzzleloader from CVA. As a matter of fact, I took a nice buck last year, 7-point with the MR, the Acura MR that I have here in the house. That's the one of the ones I use, depending on the situation. I also have an Acura LR, which is long range with a 28 or 30-inch barrel, I can't remember which, and that's for shooting a little further distances. So I'm trying out some new bullets from CVA, and Clyde's has those too. Clyde's also carries the Scout, which is a single-action CVA rifle. They carry that in 45-70, along with, 777 and the real black powder as well. You can get that right there at Clyde's Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, or just off Beltway, exit number 9, Lansdowne, wherever. Oh, my goodness. 21227. We've gone through that before. That phone number is 410-242-6108. They also have every crabbing supply you could need. Trot lines, hand line parts, trot line parts, nets, gloves, measures. They've got the steamer pots. They've got their own brand of steaming. They've got their own brand of seasoning is what I wanted to say. You name it, for crabbing or fishing, for any kind of fishing right now during the closed striped bass season, why not go after some white perch or some catfish, blue catfish? You can do that. They've got all the gear for that, the rods, the reels, the terminal tackle, the weights, the hooks, the circle hooks. And when rockfish season comes back in, they've got the tandem rigs and the bucktails and all that. They also carry live bait, frozen bait, the big salty minnows, the bull minnows, and everything else that you need as far as bait is concerned. Clyde, bloodworms. Clyde has night crawlers. They have all that. Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Halethorpe. 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sport Shop. You'll be glad you did. All right, let's see who we've got on the line here. Aaron, are you with me? Let's see. Roger in Catonsville. Morning, Roger. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ellen. It's like Batman without Robin, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
very,
yeah.
Very well put.
Yeah, we miss Robin, okay? So, anyway.
Yep.
Hey, would you have participated you know, you're a strong man. Would you participate swimming in the harbor?
Would I participate with, are you swimming in the harbor?
No. No, I wondered if you would do that. Like, what, the mayor and the governor, did they swim the harbor? You know, the inner harbor.
Not a chance for me. Sorry.
Because you're a very smart, intelligent man.
Exactly. I know how many millions of gallons of raw sewage gets dumped in there. You know, because of the antiquated Baltimore sewage system. No thanks.
Sure. Well, let me ask you this. Do you think in the next 100 years it could be clean?
In the next 100, maybe.
Yeah, okay. Maybe 50.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends. I mean, you know, it depends on how much effort, you know, the city and the state want to put into it. Where are you going with this?
Well, I'm just wondering that all that water runs down the JFX, right? And all the stuff from, you know, the sewers and all the bottles and what do they have, Mr. Trashy there? And then all from, like, the Glen Falls, they call it the Stinky River.
But the Glen Falls doesn't get stinky till it gets down into the city. Glen Falls is a beautiful place.
Sure.
Upriver in Baltimore County.
Okay, well, I value your opinion, and I know that.
Listen. I know people that you're talking about Glen Falls, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Glen Falls. Okay, I used to live there. I used to live in Randallstown area. Okay, they stock trout in Glen Falls.
Oh, I
didn't know that, did you?
No,
Baltimore County. Okay, so it only gets that way when it gets closer to the city. And all the trash, like you say, washes from the roadways. The sewage systems run into it a little further down in the city. But it's a beautiful place, you know.
Sure.
Gwyn, you know.
Yeah,
just saying.
I believe you. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like you say, I just walking it around Carroll Park, you can see these pipes, these old corroded pipes. And you can see
leakage
from them.
Sure. No question.
Yeah. And people are actually...
But remember where you are. You know, there's a source to that river or that stream. You go back to the source where it comes from, you'll see some beautiful country.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
But to answer your question on the harbor, not a chance. No, thank you. Especially after a heavy rain. Nope.
All right, thanks, Ellen. You have a great day.
All right. Well, I'm not sure what your point is.
Well, my point is, like, the mayor of Baltimore, they just do this. They swim it for show, right? It's not a real thing.
What are you talking about?
The Inner Harbor being swimmable or whatever.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's fishable. It's fishable. There's giant blue catfish in there. There's big striped bass in there. There's great fishing in parts of the Inner Harbor. There's no question about it. It's used to be a well kept secret. I don't know if it still is, but you know, back when I lived there, I'd hear reports about the great striped bass fishing in the harbor, and now I'm hearing about great catches of catfish in the Inner Harbor. Okay, so I mean, would I eat them? Probably not. Would I catch them and release them? Probably so. But I won't swim there.
Right. Another closest swimming would be kayaking or canoeing. When you're closer to the water than in a boat.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway.
To each their own. You know, I'm not going to drink it. I'm not going to swim in it. But, you know, I can always take a shower if I get splashed by it. How do you like that?
Yeah, but like you say, you're right. I personally would not want to immerse myself in it. You know?
No, absolutely not. I'm with you on that.
Okay. All right.
No offense to the people in Baltimore. It's just, you know, the leadership in the city hasn't been that great to clean up that harbor up. They like to brag about everything you can do in the Inner Harbor, you know, but no thanks.
All right.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You do the same. All right, buddy. Thank you. All right. Hey, look. Brent, I know you hear me. I know you're on your way in, all right? My buddy Evan, and I spoke yesterday morning, Evan, and Evan said he just left your place with some tires on his new Corvette because he heard about Spurry's Tire Service on the Outdoorsman radio show. So there. I hope you have a great day today, buddy. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 here in Easton. I go by it almost every day. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. That's for sure. American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, and they have everything else. They've got, you know, Michelin, Yokohama, whatever fits. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, your tractor, your SUV, your trailer, your boat trailer, your motorhome, your dump truck, your tractor trailer, your tractor, your farm equipment, no matter if it's a planter or if it's a harvester, if it's a big one of those big sprayers. They've got the tires, and they'll fix you up, no question. That's a giant part of their business is the farm service in the area. They even have trucks that go to the farms, that's for sure. Any maker model of anything, even your garden tractor, your lawnmower, your wheelbarrow, they've got the tires. If it has tires, Spurry's Tire has them or can get them, that's for sure. ATVs, they've got those too. Spurry's offers tire repair almost on the spot. I've had it done a couple times. I'm on the road a lot, and I put nails through my tires every now and then. The last time it was a big deck screw about 6 inches long. So anyway, Spurry's offers tire repair and full service automotive repair. They'll check and diagnose and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin and me and our families satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. That number, 410-822-7384. Why do I say no appointment needed and then call? Well, you can call and make an appointment if you want. If you have your tire size, just call them and say, hey, I got this and this and this size tire. What do you got? And he'll give you prices on different tires, a couple of different options, recommendations for the tires that you need for your vehicle. Or you can just stop in and say, hey, and you might leave with a set of tires if they have them in stock, no question, and they usually do. That's right, 822-7384. Website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384. That's Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Brayon Truckliners.
MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Making a living the old hard way, taking and giving my day by day. I dig snow and rain and a bright sunshine. Taking the line, taking the line.
Brooklyn Park. Good morning, Larry. Larry, good morning.
Hey, Alan, how you doing?
Doing great. How about Sal?
I'm doing all right.
What can we do for you?
I called last week about the trout line and
regulations. Oh, yes. I meant to look that up.
This week I got a completely different story.
Okay, go ahead.
This swimming in the harbor, when I was a kid, and Proctor Gamble was down at the end of Hall Street.
Right.
We used to hook school down there every day. And we were swimming at harbor every single day. And then every once in a while, we got a bug, and we would swim from Locust Point to Fells Point. There's nothing wrong with that water.
When you were a kid?
None of us are dead. None of us have any kind of disease.
I understand. Would you do it today? Would you do it today?
Of course. I'd go down there right now, jump off Hall Street Pier, and I would swim to Fells Point.
Okay.
I'm old. I probably run out of air. I'm probably going to need a Coast Guard help. But if you go down there right now, the way this river's cleaned up, you can see 12 feet to the bottom.
I'm glad to hear that.
You can see all the dirt bikes, the golf carts, all that shit sitting on. But you can see all the stuff sitting on the bottom of the river.
Uh-huh.
When we were jumping in there, you couldn't see none of that.
Right.
You go down right now, you can see 12 feet to the bottom.
Okay.
So I don't know. Mayor Chiapet is. He's a liar anyway.
All right. You're done. You're done. Goodbye. 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 Thank you, Aaron. Goodbye. We should have not let that go after the cuss word. All right. That I don't know if you got it or not, Aaron. But anyway, I didn't hear any music. All right. So, yes, I agree, John B., no question. So, all right, 410 WCBM 680 is our phone. Is our phone number. Oh, my gosh. So, let's see. Nobody on hold right now. Let me tell you one more time about Clyde Sport Shop real quick. Clyde Sport Shop is your full-line Browning firearms dealer. They're updating their ad, but we've got the Satori. All the Satoris are built for shooting sports. They're over and under sharp break action shotguns over and unders, reliable over and under with a gloss finish and metalwork and gold enhancement on the receiver. This is the Satori Hunter Grade 1. Satin finish Grade 1 American walnut stock with an inflex recoil pad and a silver bead front sight. Three flush choke tubes are included on the Satori Hunter. That's the beautiful Sporting Clays shotgun if you'd like to have one of those. There's another Sporter, which is called the T-Bolt Sporter. It's a rimfire. It comes in 17 HMR, 22 WMR, and 22 LR, long rifle. It's a beautiful walnut stock, a straight comb, fine checkering, blued sling studs, a Sporter weight barrel, satin finish walnut stock with traditional point checkering pattern. It's a straight pull bolt action, dual extractors with a red cocking indicators band, top tang safety with adjustable trigger, double helix rotary box magazine, the T-Bolt Sporter. Two you might want to look at from Clyde Sports Shop this time of year. And while you're there, take a look at all the A5s, the BARs, the X-Bolts, all of them available from Browning, all of them available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Halethorpe, Lansdowne, Baltimore, Maryland, 21227. Been around since 1957, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. All right. Who do we have on the line now, Aaron? Let's see. I'm getting text here. Paul in Severna Park, you got it. Okay.
Yes, Mr. Good. Allen.
Hey, buddy.
I listen to you every week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
A great show. I love it.
We try.
You're always talking about fishing and hunting. You got onto the sewage.
I didn't. A caller did, and somebody challenged me if I'd swim in the Inner Harbor, and I said no because I know how many million gallons of sewage pour into that thing when it rains in Baltimore.
Well, I got a different perspective to give you. Baltimore City has a separated system. The stormwater has its own piping, and the sewage has its own piping. They're not together.
Right.
We were one of the first cities in the United States to have a separated system. It came about after the big Baltimore City fire of 1904.
Right.
And the only sewage treatment plant is the Patapsco, and it dumps in a lot of scutty. But it's a separated system. Washington, D.C. is at its latter stages, I believe, of separating its system. It was a combined system. Many cities were. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. That's all, the listeners.
All right. Let me give you another perspective.
A lot of stuff down the down the streets and on goes in, and we can't do anything. Go ahead.
I'm a Baltimore City firefighter. Regardless of what the caller is trying to say today, that you can see 12 feet down to the bottom of the harbor, I can tell you as a Baltimore City firefighter for almost 30 years, that water is unsafe anytime we have a dive rescue incident anywhere in the harbor basin. Our equipment has to be decontaminated professionally. The bacteria and fecal count in that water is through the roof. Dead bodies in that water all the time. Massive fish kills. Anyone that tries telling the water is safe needs their head examined.
Oh, I'm not saying it's safe. I'm not saying it's safe.
Neither am I. I don't. I don't understand your point.
Well, the point is that you seem to imply that the storm water goes into the sewage line.
Oh, I see. You're saying that I was incorrect when I'm talking about the rain and the impact that it has on the harbor.
Yes. Yes. That it. You implied to me, anyway, that it's a combined stormwater sewer system, which it's not. That's all.
Okay. Where does the stormwater go?
The stormwater goes into the harbor, but it's the collected rainwater and whatever collects in that system as well. But it's not part of the sewage system. The sewage goes to Back River. As it's always done for many years, yes.
Right.
That's it.
I got you. Okay. Well, we've talked before.
I wouldn't swim in there. No.
Oh, well, there we go.
No way. I was waiting for some report to come out that said the ones who did swim in there had some kind of medical problems, but I haven't heard anything.
Well, no, I never said that. I just said I wouldn't swim in it. Okay,
I wouldn't either.
All right. Well, the firefighter just confirmed what I was saying. If you got to do a dive rescue and have your equipment professionally decontaminated, that says something to me.
Sure does. Yes.
So,
yes.
Okay. All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Take care. Bye bye. All right, 410 WCBM 680 is our foot. We're out of time, though. I don't think we have time for another caller, do we, Aaron? Do we have anybody on the line? Let's see. Got it. All right, very good. Well, folks, thank you. It's been an interesting day. It's been an interesting been an interesting conversation. I'm not going to share that one, Lee, but thank you. Yeah, I got it. All right, Tom, that video you sent me, that buck, he's pretty good, but he's young. He needs about another year or 2 years before he can reach his full potential. But he's fantastic. He's got a lot of potential with those antlers. So we'll talk later. Anyway, text, emails, all that stuff is coming in through the show. We thank all of our out-of-state callers. We try to, you know, recognize them and acknowledge out-of-state and out-of-country. So... thank you for that. Anyway, we appreciate all the texts. We appreciate all the emails. Eileen, you made me laugh today, and I forwarded that to a couple people as well. And Robin said to tell you that's her favorite kind of bear, although we have three of them mounted here in the house. So one's a rug and one's a full-size mount. That's my Maryland bear, and then there's a shoulder mount from New Brunswick as well. So. Okay, folks, that wraps it up for sure, pretty much. The music's going to start any second. Remember our sponsors. Remember to thank them when you visit them, Clyde Sports Shop and Backyard Billy's and Spurrier's Tire Service and the Mil-Spec dealers in Glen Burnie and Woodlawn. And we will see you next week. We continue the search for new news and new sponsors and new personalities and new information to share with you. So I hear the music underneath. Can you bring it up a little, Aaron? There you go. All right. Get out, stay safe. Love your family. Love the Lord. We'll see you next week.